Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Welcome, everyone, to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I'm one of your hosts, Robin Seegers.
And I'm your other host, Elroy Seegers.
Okay, so, y'all, we did a podcast a while back about Christmas spending, right?
It was The Mad Dash to Holiday Spending was the title.
The Mad Dash to Holiday Spending.
A sprint!
All right, so this session, we're going to give you some little strategies on how to help you manage your finances during this time, and probably alleviate some of the stress too, because you have a plan. You have to have a plan. You have to have a strategy. You have to count up the cost. You can't go into this all willy-nilly and spending like crazy, and then come January, you're depressed because you done spent all your money and you don't know how you're going to pay for all this stuff. And half the toys are broke.
Broke!
Or gone.
So this is what I got for seven holiday budget things to try to help you not overspend. My number one is set a budget for each person, hit the keyword, and stick to it.
Now, we're going to go back and forth. Okay. I have one. It may not work this time, but it can work for next Christmas.
What's that?
Have a fund set up, meaning have your Christmas club. The banks call them Christmas club accounts. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and start one in January.
Okay.
Start it in January, and guess what? Come October next year, you ready.
I'm going to one-up you, girl. Do your best to avoid impulse buying.
Oh, boom. Definitely. Because some of that stuff be looking good.
Man, look, I want to impulse buy. Now, I do it. I'm not going to joke. I do it. But it's within my budget that I allow myself to spend.
Right.
So if I set myself $200 to spend, impulse or not, once that $200 is gone, that's it. And no more impulse. It's controlled spending after that.
Oh, yeah. He for real, y'all. Because he'll say, shop is closed. We shutting it down. And we all, me,
South Pole is closed.
Our sons and I know what that means. Shop, we done. So we know to shut it down. Also, go to the stores and see what stores price match.
Ooh, that's a good one.
See what, if you saw it lower at store A, but you happen to see it at store B and you don't want to go back to store A, ask them their price match.
And do you do that like a comparison online? Because how do you know like store A is at that price? You take a picture of it? I mean, what's the best way to do it?
I mean, a lot of stores at this time are willing to say, okay.
Man, I couldn't work in the store like I used to. Somebody say, I say, well, how much did it cost? Remember that?
Yeah.
what price you wanted at? Because I ain't arguing about this stuff. I'm not me. So I have start shopping. It's kind of late now. I guess it's kind of late now. Start shopping as early as possible.
Yes. Yes, they say the sooner the better. I know a lot of people that they, which I thought was strange, but they start shopping right after Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because that's when a lot of your winter stuff, I tend to buy my clothes off cycle. Like come January, they getting rid of winter clothes. Guess what? That's what I'm buying. And at the end of the summer, they're getting rid of summer clothes. So that's what I'm buying. So I tend to buy off cycle. But I know people that buy all year long. Now, the key to this is to remember where you're stashing this stuff and what you have. So make a list and know where you stash it. Because I've had people say they done lost gifts and found them years later because they done forgot about them because they bought so much
like
stuff.
That Easter egg you put in the front yard and you go out and come July. And you, oh, I found one of these Easter eggs.
What's that smelling out here?
Now, my mama, she put money in the eggs. So it's good to find one of her eggs two months down the road because there's some ching ching up in that piece.
Okay, so my idea is do the Secret Santa. Ooh. If you have a large family and you can't buy all your nieces and nephews gifts, and all your sisters and all of that, then do the Secret Santa where you draw names and they list what they would like to have and you go out and buy that, but you never tell them who has the name until the date when they open up the gift. So that saves money.
I like that one. Anybody want to be my Secret Santa? You can tell me.
Doesn't work like that.
Now, I think this is very crafty, hence the word crafty. Mm-hmm. Use homemade or handmade stuff. You know, like some people like say, they make like a gift book. You know, mm-hmm. you get one car wash, you get one, hug, or one date night, or free babysitting. So it's kind of like a personal mm-hmm. gift that you can use throughout the course of the year. So mm-hmm. it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, I like that. I like that. How about buying some things that's refurbished or used?
I like that.
Because sometimes they really fix those things up, those items up, and you don't know the difference.
Yep. What's that store that we have around here that, you know, because I know like Amazon has like secondhand stuff. It's not even called secondhand. It's like stuff that have been returned items. Mm-hmm. They have to discount because they can no longer give it out. There's stores.
The outlet.
Yeah, there's stores online that does that. We have mm-hmm. a store right here in Raleigh that, you know.
Oh, yeah. We have several stores that if they have like overstock. Mm-hmm. They drop the stuff off, and our son turned us on to this. You go Friday, say all items are worth $10. Mm-hmm. Then you go Saturday, because you know it's less, they're worth say $8, whatever left. And if you go Sunday, everything is worth $7, but it's even less. So the good stuff is gone on Friday, the real good stuff, because it's $10. Yeah, but even still, $10 for some of the things he's brought home is like, you did what? This cost what? Right. You would be amazed at. So look in your area and find those overstock type stores that have those sales. And it's usually on a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday, and the price goes down, and whatever's left is what's sold on Sunday.
Here's what I like, and you know, this is one of the things I just come up with. Go to the stores and get stuff from the knick-knack shelves. You know the knick-knacks I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. He likes going to those stores that have all the little gadgets and stuff.
The gadget corner.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. They only come out at Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of gadgets and things that you would even think about. And I've never seen anything over $30. Yeah.
And the thing about it, you know, more stores are doing that now.
Yeah.
And some stores are beginning to leave it up year round. I mean, Kohl's does it now year round. You mm-hmm. go to the gadget store. You'll see them in the main aisles. You'll see them in corners. You save a lot of money. You can, I mean, there's one gift I wish I would have brought now. There was like a bench that was on the floor. But it was on $20, and I didn't get it. Remember, I was like, mm-hmm. man. Now I'm like, I wish I would have got that bench because it's only $20, and it's stored in a corner of a room under the bed. And I said, if I see that thing again, I ain't passing up. So I mean, one more to that. So remember, don't pass on good stuff like I just told you because you're gonna regret it. $20 spend could have been very useful down the road because my wife works out in the house. I work at the house, and we could have used that little flat bench that was on the floor to do like you know. Inclines.
Right.
So that was on my list. You got some more, you know, you're on your own, sister.
This is a somewhat what you say, give experiences. Like if somebody likes to cook, give a cooking class. If somebody let them take an art class.
Okay.
If somebody likes music, give them a subscription to one of the online streaming services.
Okay.
You know, things like that. Give people experiences. If you know you're a significant other likes to let's see, go to the movies and dinner. That could be a gift.
She loves the movie.
Yeah.
I think she go for the popcorn, y'all.
Basically. It's all about the popcorn.
So now we gave you those. You got more on your list, baby?
Let me see. I think we touched on them all. Okay, avoid buy now, pay later. Ooh. Buy now, pay later. Avoid that. Try to avoid using that credit card unless you have the cash to pay it off immediately.
Come on now. So let's just talk about now. What should you do when you've done all it, when you just don't do those things, like, I'm just going to do what I want to do. you definitely want to keep your receipts because there are times you got to take things back. I know this time of year, they tend to extend the return policy beyond because you buy early and they go beyond January. But you got to be careful because not everybody does that.
Right.
And you got to make sure when you buy, you ask the question, what is your return policy on this Christmas thing? And not only that, check the receipt to make sure it says that because word of mouth does you nothing. The receipt says something totally different.
And also what I found out a couple of weeks ago, check your gift card buying. Someone bought gift cards and didn't pay attention that they expired within 24 hours.
Wow.
The store, the brand store did not realize that they purchased a bunch of gift cards to resell.
That's crazy.
And that they were only had 24 hours to use them. And this person had to go back to the store and argue with them to get their money back because the gift card was given out days later and it had no value.
Oh, okay. So somebody gave me a gift card.
Somebody.
Well, in advance.
No, someone bought a gift card for someone and did not realize that on the receipt it says you got 24 hours to use this card.
Wow.
They didn't look at the receipt.
Wow.
They just days later gave the card out.
Wow.
And found out that there was nothing on the card. It was no longer valid.
Man.
And then they went back to the store and the store realized that they started ringing up their cards, the same cards, and they realized all the cards were saying that. The store did not realize that they purchased gift cards that had a 24-hour expiration.
So the store had to change. I'm pretty sure they did.
Yes, but she had to fight because they didn't realize it until they started ringing up the cards.
That's crazy. That's mad.
So check your cards. I always try to get the card way in the back. I know they upgraded the system now because people were stealing the numbers get the one right in front and they done stole the numbers and they done spent the money. I know they upgraded the system, but get the ones way in the back and then check your receipts when the cards expire immediately. See, the thing about my friend, you don't know the card expire in 24 hours until you get the receipt. You've already purchased it. Mm-hmm. So check your gift cards. Right. If you're buying gift cards, get it from the back of the row, and then check your receipt immediately.
Yeah, and don't get tricked into gift buying.
Yeah,
what I mean by that, somebody say, "Oh, I got you a nice gift," like, "Why ain't get this person something?" And you go out and go and get a gift. If you ain't getting them nothing, that means you ain't getting them nothing. Say thank you. Appreciate it. And I don't feel bad if I get them zero. Because they get you some because they thought of you.
Right.
What you're doing is not thinking of them. You're making it just like a tit for tat.
Right.
You know, if you give me a gift, I don't get anything back. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just going to say thank you. Please, you know.
Accept what me.
That's why it's called a gift. It's not an exchange.
Oh, my goodness. You got a point there, because I'm one of those people that feel guilty, like, oh my goodness, I ain't get them nothing. I ain't even thought about them. And I feel bad trying to figure out something to give them.
And then you be like, you know, you go give them something that wasn't expensive. Like, wait a minute, I gave you a dang on gold necklace. You give me a tie? Something like, because people value what they give to you, and they really do look at something. I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying, people give you that side
and
eye.
And if you're one of those people that give gifts and you surprise somebody with a gift, don't get mad because they didn't give you something back. And you start talking about them. I gave them something. They ain't give me nothing back. That was, it was on your heart to give it. So don't give it to get.
Look, if you give me a gift, give me the gift receipt. That way I can take it back and get the cash for it. That's being bad, but that's what I do. If I don't like it, if you don't like it, what you gonna do?
Stop you being bad.
Look, here's a story. My mama one time, one Christmas, you know what I'm gonna say. She got this phone, and this phone had the bells and the whistles. Now, my mama, you can't get her anything.
My
mother.
Rewind it.
Okay, it was
a house phone. You know the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People don't use those anymore, Elroy. Yeah. You plug it up to the wall in your house. It's a phone the house.
And it had all the gadgets.
Landline.
And it was really
answer
nice.
Machine.
We
oh, my
all
goodness.
Loved it. So when my mama opened it, she said, oh, this is a nice gift, baby. Thank you. My mama said, she don't like this. got too many bells and whistles. You got to know the person you're getting stuff for.
Right.
She, and when he left, she like, get this crap.
Oh, yeah. She started cussing and fussing. Because it was high tech. And she was oldest. I mean.
So what I'm saying is what? Know who you, know the person you're giving a gift to. If you don't know them, give them a gift card. Say, hey, you know what? I want to get you something nice, you know, and I had to advise you this right here. This is what I had in mind. Here's $200. Go enjoy yourself. Or here's $50. Go enjoy yourself.
Right.
Let them use it how they see fit. Because our boys, then what we do, we get money.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, you know, here you go. Here's money. Go buy your gift. Put it on the tree. And we'll put it in the bag or we'll wrap it.
And we do surprise them here and there with little stuff. But for the both, because they're grown men now, so we don't go all out.
Yeah. So what should you do? One of the things you should do before you even start doing gift buying, Thanksgiving, and rolling into make a list. But also, take a look at your finances before you even start that.
Yes.
If you know your bills are due at the end of the month, and you like, whoo, I'm going to make ends meet. I'm going to be a little short. You can't go diving in the deep. Mm-hmm. Think you're going to go buy somebody some gift. You're going to make them happy, but at the end of the day, you would not be happy.
Yep.
Buy some candles because the lights are going
to
be turned
off. That's what I was getting ready to say. They're in the corner playing, but your lights are off.
So you got to set a budget, right? You got to set a budget. Set a budget so people know. So you'll know exactly how much you spend. And then don't let no one convince you to overspend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing about me and my wife, we stick to our budget. And it's not because we just ain't, you know, it's like we understand what we're trying to accomplish in this life in the world. And we set a good budget where we can enjoy stuff and not be so frugal. Now, she knows I am. I'm like, hey, let's go out and go shop and look for some stuff. Gadgets. We go out and just do our thing. But there's still a certain amount that we're going to spend. But we enjoy that time together while we out there spending things for the house. You know, we get a lot of things for the house. Well, at least I do. The cars. And then we buy stuff for the kids. We see something. And we see little things that we can use for our nephews and nieces. We might pick it up too. Because it's really inexpensive. But we don't exceed the amount. So we're setting a budget well in advance.
Right. I always think, I got to live tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I can't spend it all today.
Yeah.
And then me sitting worrying about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's my mindset, thinking about tomorrow. I want to have fun, so I'm going to make it reasonable, but we have to live tomorrow.
Yep. You're dead right. Let me see here. What else can we do when you're talking about the finances in as far as budgeting? You know, you want to make sure you communicate with your spouse.
Yes.
You know, because I may have a number set in mind, or even your fiance, your girlfriend. And the hardest thing to do is when you're by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know how to budget when you have no accountability? So we always say seek that accountability partner well in advance.
Yeah.
And you can't be seeking someone who are both spenders or who are both savers.
Right.
You want to be something where it's opposite of one another to balance and counterbalance one another. So you don't want to, like, you know, me and my wife, we're good. Because sometimes I'm like, woo, let's go get this. She's like, well, baby. And sometimes she's like, well, I say, well, baby. We can reverse roles very easily. But we also know what we're looking for when we're going out.
Right.
You know, we'll go out shopping together and say, oh, this is what we wanted 2 months back. And we might see it in the store. We'll go ahead and get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have room to buy those things because we didn't see it 2 months back, but we see it now. So you got to be ready to buy something when you see it because you have the money to get it. If you spend it too soon, then you see it. Guess what? The money's gone.
Oh, and everyone, don't get suckered in by those store credit cards because they give them away like
candy.
Yes. It's like you sign up for a card, you can get 15% out. Yeah. Keep that card because guess what?
We always say no.
You get that 15% off, but then that interest rate is like 18%.
Mm-hmm. Those higher
20%.
It's higher now because of the interest rate, like 21%, is higher.
So you stay away from them store credit cards, opening up store credit cards and say, well, I'm going to get it and use the 15% and then close it. Mm-mm, that messes up your credit.
Yep. Goes up for the inquiry and goes down when you close it.
Yep.
Goes down when you inquire and it goes even lower when you close it.
That's right. So you playing with your credit score when you do that. You grab it for the discount immediately and then you close it because the store or those cashiers will tell you, oh, you can close it soon. Mm-mm, that you ruining your credit opening and closing cards like that.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't believe in credit because you got enough money to buy cash, let those people who need credit do it that way, because not everyone. Yeah, some people saying, "Well, I don't use debt. I only use cash." Okay, use cash. That's good for you. But those who have credit cards, need to spend on credit cards. You got to have a you got to have a way to pay off that credit card. Because not everyone uses cash. I will always encourage to use cash because that's your budget. But you got something to say, oh, I'm going to use credit card and pay it off in the month. Just be wise when you do that.
Right.
Because we already know it's going to happen, right?
Right.
So why avoid not doing it?
Right.
So you might as well address how to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Have a plan up front.
So you gonna, let's say you're going to spend $500. You got to tell yourself, okay, if I'm going to spend $500, this is how I'm going to pay that card off. I'm going to pay it off $200 every paycheck or $125 every paycheck.
Right.
You got to put that, write that down. Don't be like, well, I'm going to pay the minimum. Well, $500 becomes $550, it becomes bigger. So if and when you use your credit card, because we already know based on the stats, you're going to use it, have a plan in place to pay it off in a timely manner. I would say try to pay it off within 4 months.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like right before Easter, have it all paid off.
And then here's the thing. If you pay it off, if you can continue paying at $125 or $50, continue the exact same thing what you were saying, open up a
Christmas
fund. Continue to save that exact same amount. If you can pay $125 a month, you can save $125 a month for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't realize that. When a credit card bill comes in and it's $500, what are you going to do? Pay for it.
Yeah.
So tell me, why can't you save that in advance?
Pay yourself.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to start my own credit card. It's going to be called EBS.
But that would be wonderful. You paying yourself. Pay yourself. We pay everybody else.
Yeah.
Pay yourself.
We don't think about that. We think about the after effect. We think about, I'm going to take care of it once. So it's saying, let me plan to do. It's like, I want to do it after the fact. I don't want to do it before. We can see what's coming. We want to address it. And we just keep putting our head to wrap ourselves around it. But once it gets behind us, we pay for it, we're looking back saying, I got this bill dragging me down, so now I need to pay for it. If we can start seeing in advance and we know what we're going to do and start planning better, man, this place would be, I mean, you'd be so much free to do more things with your own money.
Right.
I told one of my clients, and she was like saying, well, I'm going to go out. I said, no. You're your own survivor. What that means, you have money that you have saved up for these times. Pay yourself. Use what you have stored up to take care of these bills. Put it on a credit card because it's online, but then pay it off.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Thinking about getting a loan. For what? You don't need a loan. Learn it from yourself.
Right.
And pay yourself back to build it back up. We got to start thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Using what we have internal in the house amongst like what you and I have.
Right.
So many times we go outside that and we don't need to, and that's what puts us in a bad position.
Because all the commercials and everything that's ever been told to us is to go to the lending organizations and the banks and everything.
They making money,
right? Because this time of the year, you gonna get a lot of mail-ins that credit card, an increase in your credit card limit, and get a credit card, refinance your house, get a credit card, all sorts of stuff is gonna start coming in because they want that money.
Yep.
Because they know that you're not going to pay it off.
You just said something that hit me. You said they want that money.
Yeah, they want your money.
You need to keep your money more than they want your money.
Because
you really do. If you want your money, you can give it away. They just win it. But how about you keeping that in-house more than you giving it away with interest?
Yeah.
It's your money.
So you're really working for them just to pay them.
Say that again.
You're working for them because you work and then you give it right to them. And that's the one thing is I was like, I cannot keep giving my money away. I can't keep making them rich. They got theirs. I got to get mine. That's something I always say. They got theirs. I'm trying to get mine. I can't give it away.
And all you're doing is flashing in front of your face. By now, come to us. See this. Woo! All the bells and whistles. The bill comes in. It comes in black and white paper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Plain Jane. Brothers and sisters are gone. It's time to pay the piper now.
Yeah. And one last thing. If you can, wait till after Christmas for some of these gifts.
Oh, the sales. Oh my gosh, the sales are great.
If your child is older and understand, wait till after Christmas for some of those gifts.
That also means for not just for gifts, just for high school items too, like for trees, bugs, stuff. You know, a lot of people, they go and battle things when they come back or after Christmas because the sale goes from $100 to like, take it off our hands right now because we don't have the storage for it.
Yeah. So give thought to the day after Christmas to go shopping. Oh man, they're gonna be giving that stuff away. Winter clothes, toys, because they done stocked up and they got to get it off the shelves. Like he said, they don't have the storage for it.
You don't.
So give thought to that as well.
All right. Well, I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. Thank y'all. And thank y'all for a wonderful 2023. This is our last live stream for 2023. We'll be back in 2024. And we just want to thank y'all for supporting us and tuning in and listening. And I pray, my prayer is that if it just blessed one person, we've done our job.
And I think, don't quote me this right here, I think this one gets us to the 60-hour mark.
Oh, we have 60 hours?
We have 58.
At 58?
And I think this might get us to the 60-something mark.
Well,
that's an accomplishment.
That's an accomplishment, but we do it because this is something we are passionate about. Telling people about, you know, how to hold on to their money and stop giving it away. Because you're basically giving it away. Because them shoes that you paid $500 for, you don't even wear them because they hurt your feet. I know someone that spent a lot of money on some shoes and don't even wear them because they hurt the feet. They were cute. And they tipped around the store. But when it came to being practical, the things hurt.
Corns. Different kind of corns. not corn, but corn. C-O-R-N. It's corns.
Crack, crack, crack. So just be mindful. And we just thank you guys for another amazing year.
It has been.
Have a safe and wonderful holiday, whatever holiday.
We said Thanksgiving, now Christmas, right?
The holidays include everything. Okay. It includes all the Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Correct.
Whatever.
I'm uncovering the right one.
Look, London, they have Boxing Day. That's what they call it, Boxing Day.
Not like two hands up?
No. Okay. No, not boxing is in the sport, but they could just call, I'm not sure why they call it Boxing Day, but it's the day after Christmas.
Oh.
It's sort of like Kwanzaa.
Really?
It's Christmas for them, but yeah.
Okay, history buff. History channel.
Just enjoy your holidays. Be safe. Love on your family because the world is getting crazy.
Y'all know it. Y'all see it.
Minimize the hate because we're all different.
Come on,
you're different from your family. You're different from your sister. You're different from your cousin. None of us are the same. So we're not all going to think the same. We're not all going to be the same.
Right.
So just love and respect the difference and just live life and enjoy.
Yeah. So listen, after this new year and you need some help to get your finances in control, come see us. We're here for coaching. We are available.
And that information on how to get in contact with us will be on the Podbean website for Financiology 101. Yep. So it's out there.
Yep. So listen, you can find us on the podcast. One of the places is actually on our website at giftedgenerations-llc/podcast. That's our website. You don't need to download any software. You can listen to it, you know, like
from the website.
From the website itself. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook, we have... you can find us at Gifted Gen LLC. Instagram is gift.gen, GIF.GEN. YouTube, you can find us at Gifted Generations LLC. And then Twitter is at Gifted Gen 2019. And we are, of course, on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. You can find us by searching Financeology 101. And because this is the season of money and y'all like spending it and not monitoring it, we have an app called Bags and Money App. If you download that, it can help you project and monitor your finances. You put in your income, the frequency. You put in the expenses, the frequency. It can help you project how much money you have right now at Christmas time. And then as you put in more income, it updates it automatically. You put in more expenses, it updates it automatically. One of the best apps out there. I'm not saying because we built it. I'm saying because we have used this theory for since we've been married. So download it today. It's only on Google Play, Android. Apple, we're working on it. So help us, help yourself. All right?
Yes.
Over to you, sweetie.
All righty. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful holiday season. See you in 2024.
Take care.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.